The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And on this episode, we're going to start out with a concert announcement. One of the most immediately recognized and widely respected superstars in pop music history, Celine Dion, has announced that she will be embarking on a world tour starting this fall, and that tour will include stops in Raleigh and Charlotte. The Courage World Tour, her first U.S. tour in over 10 years, will make a stop in Raleigh's PNC Arena on February 11, 2020. Then she'll also be making a stop in Charlotte, and that will be January 21st. Dion says she's very excited about this tour and her new album, which is coming out later this year. The tour begins September 18th in Quebec City and will make stops in over 50 cities. Well, they've come out with this year's list of the most visited historic attractions in North Carolina. And for the fifth consecutive year, the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences ranks as the state's most visited historic attraction, according to Carolina Publishing and Associates' annual survey. The popular downtown Raleigh attraction, which boasts free admission, two buildings full of nature and science-based exhibits, and a host of special programs and activities, reported slightly more than a million visitors in 2018. Fort Fisher State Historic Site in Curry Beach ranked second in the survey, with just over 900,000 guests. The 2018 survey is the 15th annual ranking. Now, Asheville's Biltmore, which no longer reports attendance totals, is not included in the survey. Other attractions in the top 15, number 3, the North Carolina Zoo in Asheboro. Number 4, Discovery Place, Charlotte. Number 5, Fort Macon State Park, Atlantic Beach. Number 6, Marbles Kids Museum in downtown Raleigh. Number 7, the North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh. Number 8, the North Carolina Museum of History in Raleigh, Elizabeth City, Fayetteville, and Albemarle. Number 9, the Museum of Life and Science in Durham. Number 10, North Carolina Aquarium at Fort Fisher, which is, of course, Curry Beach. Number 11, the North Carolina Arboretum in Asheville. Number 12, Greensboro Science Center. Number 13, the North Carolina Aquarium at Pine Knoll Shores. Number 14, Wright Brothers National Museum, Killdevil Hills. And at number 15, the North Carolina Aquarium at Roanoke Island, which is in Manteo. All right, let's take a look at upcoming audio-described performances in the area. Raleigh and Cary, Sunday, April 21st, it's Ken Ludwig's Baskerville. This is at Raleigh Little Theater. The male heirs of the Baskerville line are being eliminated one by one to find their ingenious killer. Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson must brave the desolate moors before a family curse dooms its newest heir. The curtain goes up at 3. Saturday, April 27th, Murder for Two. This is North Carolina theater event. Officer Moskowitz is a small-town policeman with dreams of making it to detective. One fateful night, shots ring out at a surprise birthday party. With the nearest detective an hour away, the officer jumps at the chance to prove his sleuthing skills with the help of his silent partner, Lou. But who done it? Perfect blend of music, mayhem, and murder. In this hilarious show, two performers play 13 roles, not to mention the piano. in a witty and winking homage to old-fashioned murder mysteries. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 2 on Saturday, April 27th. Sunday, May 5th, Four Weddings and an Elvis. This is at Cary Players, the Cary Arts Center at 3. Sunday, May 19th, the somewhat true story of Robin Hood, Cary Youth Applause Theater at Cary Arts Center. Sunday, June 9th, it's Pippin, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Saturday, July 27th, Annie, North Carolina Theater, Memorial Auditorium at 2. In Durham and Chapel Hill, Tuesday, April 9th, How I Learned to Drive, Playmakers Repertory Company. At once compassionate, heartbreaking, and unexpectedly funny, this Pulitzer Prize-winning play chronicles one woman's journey to break the cycle and silence surrounding her sexual abuse at the hands of a beloved family member. A story of boundaries, personal agency, and how hindsight is not always 20/20. How I Learned to Drive has earned its place in the contemporary American theater canon and achieves a powerful new residence in the era of Me Too and Time's Up. This is at Paul Green Theater at 7:30. Saturday, April 20th, Anastasia. This is at DPAC. One of the most gorgeous shows in years, says the New York Observer. This dazzling show will transport you from the twilight of the Russian Empire to the euphoria of Paris in the 1920s as a brave young woman sets out on a journey to discover the mystery of her past. This is at 8 o'clock. Friday, May 17th, Durham's ballet Aladdin. This is at Carolina Theater at 6. Saturday, May 25th, Hello, Dolly, DPAC at 2. Saturday, June 8th, Cats. And that's at DPAC at 8 o'clock. Greensboro and Winston-Salem, Saturday, May 18th, Man of La Mancha. That's Triad Stage at 2. Fayetteville and the Sandhills, Saturday, April 20th, The Cake at Cape Fear Regional Theater, Fayetteville. When her best friend's daughter returns to town with a special order for her wedding, Della takes on her biggest challenge yet. What does she believe? Faith and family collide in The Cake, a modern comedy that tackles a tasty subject while staying deliciously Southern. Intimate staging, similar to last season's Disgraced, will bring you up close and personal for this hilarious show. The Cake, Saturday, April 20th at 2, Cape Fear Regional Theater, Fayetteville. And Saturday, May 18th, it's Memphis, Cape Fear Regional Theater at 2 o'clock. All right, here's the rundown for Raleigh Little Theater. The box office there, by the way, is 919-821-3111. Or you can get more information online at RaleighLittleTheater.org. April 12th through the 28th, Ken Ludwig's Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery, which we talked about just a couple of minutes ago. Saturday, May 14th, Divas, the fundraiser event. Who will be Raleigh Little Theater's 2019 Diva? It's a cabaret performance full of glitz, glam, and giving. Divas is a competition between some of the fabulous performers who grace the stage of Raleigh Little Theater. Each performer competes to be the diva of the year by raising the most money. May 18th and 19th, this West Side Story Symphony Concert, it's Raleigh Symphony Orchestra. May 31st through June 16th, it's Pippin. And, by the way, Raleigh Little Theater is out with its 2019-2020 season, July 19th through the 28th, Antigone, August 16th through September 1st, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, Saturday and Sunday, September 14 and 15, Raleigh Symphony Orchestra Fall Concert, September 27th through October 13th, Blood at the Root. October 25th through November 3rd, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. December 6th through December 22nd, Cinderella. January 17th through February 2nd, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. February 14th through the 23rd, Seussical Jr. March 20th through April 5th, The Jungle Book. April 10th through the 26th, A Raisin in the Sun. Saturday and Sunday, May 16 and 17, Raleigh Symphony Orchestra Spring Concert. And then June 5th through the 21st, 2020, You're in Town, The Musical. That's all at Raleigh Little Theater. Checking the lineup at North Carolina Museum of Art, April 28th, it's William Mack Nelson on guitar. May 5th, Olga Kleinkina, piano with projections. May 12th, Solomon Eichner, piano, and Brian Regan on violin, and Bonnie Thron, cello. Also, they've got the 2019 Summer Concert schedule. Friday, May 17th, An Evening with Dawes. Friday, June 14th, Steep Canyon Rangers with Chatham Rabbits. Saturday, June 22nd, Trampled by Turtles with Deer Tick. Tuesday, July 2nd, Courtney Barnett. Saturday, July 13, Andrew Bird with special guest Tift Merritt. Tuesday, July 23rd, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers with Amos Lee. Saturday, July 27th, John Butler Trio with Trevor Hall. Wednesday, August 7th, An Evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Saturday, August 24th, Old Crow Medicine Show. Thursday, August 29th, Chaka Khan. Saturday, August 31st, Mipso. Saturday, September 14th, Snarky Puppy. And then Wednesday, September 25th, Rhiannon Giddens with Francesco Teresi. That's all at the Museum of Art. A reminder, Moogfest in Durham is coming up April 25th through the 28th. It's now celebrating its 15th year with a string of first-time festival performers. It's, of course, devoted to art, music, and technology at several walkable venues throughout downtown Durham, April 25th through the 28th. Composer and singer Thomas Dolby will participate in a two-way interview with BuzzFeed News and the Johns Hopkins University professor and digital audio pioneer will also perform a musical set on April 27th at Carolina Theater. Joining Moogfest for the first time will be GAS, Gas, the project of German composer and Compact co-founder Wolfgang Voigt. Returning performers include Raleigh rapper and producer Mez. That's Moogfest in Durham. Tickets are on sale. General admission passes are $249. And VIP tickets are $499. Engineer passes, which are $1,500, include a two-day synth building workshop. Okay, Coca Booth Amphitheater. We'll just check out the April and May listings. Saturday, April 13th, Great Grapes Wine and Food Festival. Sunday, April 28th, Cary Music and Arts Festival. Wednesday, May 1st, Jazziando with Josh Scheller's Jazz Series. Saturday, May 4th, Taz Sultana with special guest the Pierce Brothers. Wednesday, May 8th, Mint Julep, again part of the Josh Scheller's Jazz Series. Wednesday, May 15th, Kate McGarry, again the Josh Scheller's Jazz Series, as is Wednesday, May 22nd with Steve Hobbs. Saturday, May 25th, Coca Booth, North Carolina Symphony presents Symphony Fantastique and Play with the Pros. Sunday, May 26th, Triangle Wind Ensemble. Wednesday, May 29th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. This is part of the Josh Scheller's Jazz Series. And then Thursday, May 30th, Outlaws and Renegades Tour with Travis Tritt, Charlie Daniels Band, and special guest, the Cadillac 3. Now, new since we last met, also at Coca Booth this year, the Wake Med Carey Hospital presents Movies by Moonlight, select Friday evenings and one Thursday night, all starting at 8:30. June 14th, Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation. June 21st, Spider-Man, Into the Spider-Verse. June 28th, Ralph Break the Internet. July 5th, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Thursday, July 11th, Game Night, which is rated R. July 26th, Incredibles 2. August 9th, Jurassic World. August 16th, Black Panther. And August 30th, A Star is Born. All right, Red Hat Amphitheater. We'll do just April and May again. Saturday, April 13th, Death Cab for Cutie. Saturday, April 27th, Rainbow Kitten Surprise. Saturday, May 4th, Grizz U.S. Ride Waves Tour, Season 1. Friday, May 10th, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Sunday, May 12th, Bryan Adams. Thursday, May 16th, Greta Van Fleet, March of the Peaceful Army. Friday and Saturday, May 17 and 18, Prime Music Festival. That's all April and May at Red Hat Theater. Then at Coastal Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, Saturday, April 13th, it's the Zac Brown Band. Thursday, May 23rd, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Friday, May 31st, Hootie and the Blowfish and Bare Naked Ladies. All right, PNC Arena coming up soon. Friday, April 19th, Casting Crowns, the Only Jesus Tour. This tour is in support of Casting Crowns' latest studio album, Only Jesus. Saturday, April 27th, Women's Empowerment 2019, featuring Patti LaBelle. Monday, May 27th, it's Paul McCartney, his Freshen Up Tour. Tuesday, June 11th, 21 Pilots, the Bandito Tour. Also in June, Tuesday, June 18th, Luis Miguel Tour 2019. All right, we'll move along to some music festivals around North Carolina. April 11th through the 13th, it's the Big Lick Bluegrass Festival. That's in Oakboro. Big Lick is in its 16th year, the festival site, Big Lick Festival Park. April 13th, Rocky Fest. This is in Hiddenite. Rocky Fest is mostly a day of climbing, rappelling, and trail runs, but among the other festivities is a slate of live music performances and a picking tent. Festival site, Rocky Face Mountain Recreation Area. Also, April 13th, Depot District Music Fest. This is in Lexington. The festival is in the historic train depot district of Uptown Lexington. It celebrates the city's revitalization efforts in that area. Festival site, Breeden Insurance Amphitheater. April 13 and 14, it's the Pleasure Island Seafood Blues and Jazz Festival. This is in Curry Beach. The Oceanside Festival was rescheduled from October because of the damage to the festival site caused by Hurricane Florence. The festival site is Fort Fisher Air Force Recreational Area. April 19 and 20, Earth Day Jam. This is in Salisbury. This is a music and environmental awareness festival that benefits a local nonprofit. The festival site is Dark Before Dawn Farm in Salisbury. April 19th through the 21st, Little Creek Vineyard Earth Day Music Festival. This is in Snow Camp. The festival site is Little Creek Vineyard and Music. April 20th, North Carolina Cuegrass Festival. This is in Raleigh. The day-long show is put on by the Pitt Restaurant in downtown Raleigh's Warehouse District. It's bluegrass and roots music, barbecue and craft beer, a silent auction of goods from downtown merchants, and, of course, kids' activities. The festival site is West Davy Street, and the Q-Grass Festival's in its 11th year. April 25th through the 28th, it's Tuck Fest. That's in Charlotte. The festival mainly celebrates the outdoor lifestyle through competitions, exhibitions, and demos at the U.S. National Whitewater Center. April 25th through the 28th, Merle Fest. That's in Wilkesboro. Merle Fest is one of the country's best music festivals, features Americana, bluegrass, country, rock, and more by top acts. They bring on a lot of folks. The festival site is Wilkes Community College. As we talked about before, April 25th through the 28th, Moog Fest, and that takes place in Durham. It's in its 15th year. Festival sites include American Tobacco Campus, Art Institute, Bull McCabe's, Carolina Theater, Motor Co., Pinhook, and more. April 26 and 27, White Oak Shores Bluegrass Festival in Stella. It's a campground-based show on the coast at the edge of the Croatan National Forest. The festival site is White Oak Shores Camping and RV Resort. And the final one in April, scheduled currently, April 27th, it's Beach Fest, which is in Selma. The Farm, a special events venue just off I-95, puts on a day of top-line beach music each spring. The festival's in its sixth year. And again, the festival site is The Farm. A reminder, the Thrive North Carolina Food Festival is coming up, sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina. It's scheduled for May 9 and 10 at City Market. Each night will include chefs performing live demonstrations, samples from local restaurants and breweries, and, of course, live music. Tickets for the food festival are $30 a night and include unlimited food and drink samples. All right, Spectrum Center in Charlotte has got a lot going on. Monday, June 10th, Ariana Grande, Sweetener World Tour. Wednesday, June 12th, 21 Pilots, the Bandito Tour. Tuesday, July 9th, New Kids on the Block, the Mixtape Tour. Greensboro, Friday, April 12th, Kenny Chesney, Songs for the Saints Tour, with special guests David Lee Murphy and Caroline Jones. Saturday, April 13th, Cracking Up Comedy Tour with Delray Davis, Michael Blackson, Red Grant, Bruce Bruce, Jess Hilarious, and B. Simone. Friday, April 19th, Legends of Soul with Maze featuring Frankie Beverly, Stephanie Mills, The Whispers, and Howard Hewitt. Then on Wednesday, May 1st, it is Carrie Underwood, the Cry Pretty Tour 360, with special guests Maddie and Tay and Runaway Jane. Camp Dogwood, the North Carolina summer camp for the blind and visually impaired. This is an overnight summer camp for persons who are blind or visually impaired, and it's the flagship of the North Carolina Lions organization. There are 10 one-week overnight sessions in the summer. The sessions are for adults ages 18 and up. This is not a nursing or assisted living facility. Campers must be able to independently care for themselves, or if they need caretaker, companion, they may bring one with them. Blind, visually impaired North Carolina campers pay a fee of $125 for a week. For companions and caregivers, the fee is $175 a week. Camp Dogwood is located on Lake Norman in Catawba County. You can Contact Camp Dogwood at 828-478-2135 or check out their website at nclionscampdogwood.org. Once again, that's nclionscampdogwood.org. Reminder about the New Hope Valley Railway gearing up for its 2019 season of train rides and special events. The tourist railway opens to the public this month and will offer rides several times each month through December. All right, checking out the lineup at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock unless noted. All right, Tuesday, April 9th, it's Boney James, the Honestly Tour. Wednesday, April 10th, the Gloaming, the night that the Gloaming made their onstage debut at Dublin's National Concert Hall in 2011, stands now as a landmark moment in Irish music's fabled history. Saturday and Sunday, April 13 and 14, it's the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble, Luminescence. The ensemble celebrates its 36th season. This year's annual show features all 44 members of the company, along with guest artist and internationally acclaimed performer Joseph Wiggin. Monday, April 15th, a concert and conversation with Peter Buffett. His dad is Warren Buffett. Wednesday, April 17th, an evening with the tallest man on earth. When the Bird Sees the Solid Ground is a five-part series from the tallest man on earth. Thursday, April 18th, the Monty Grand Slam, an event 1 year in the making. Grand Slam brings back 8 regular season Story Slam winners to battle it out, story for a chance to win this championship event. Contestant storytellers develop new stories on an entirely new theme this year. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.